Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Wake Up Christian, Wake Up America. We need to understand where we've been, what we're doing, and what is taking place. Before the break, before our news break, we were talking about the COVID requirements with the repression of citizens' rights and basically the confiscation of the rights of our founding fathers, found in our Bill of Rights in particular. And as a result of that, we've got the whole nation living in fear. And ladies and gentlemen, we talked about the fact that the mask mandate they've been utilizing to try to keep people in submission, and that's the oncoming vaccination mandate. They're pushing every day on the news. You're hearing them say how many vaccinations we've had and how many still is needed, and the vaccination sites being set up. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says 246 fully vaccinated people in Michigan have already tested positive for COVID-19, and 3 of them died. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not the end of the story. Around the world, we've had literally hundreds of thousands that have had the vaccination, and the major difficulties as a result of it cannot be emphasized, I think, any more acutely and any greater than I'm saying now. I'm looking at an article that says COVID-19 vaccinations, adverse drug reaction and responses, 3,964 dead. This is talking about the European data, and this data that I'm reading now is about 3 weeks old. And at that time, 3,964 died, 172,610 injured, and that was through the month of March. It's about 3 weeks old now. And multitudes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at about a 50-page article, and it gives how many had gastrointestinal disorders, how many had blood and lymphatic system disorders, and how many died, how many had cardiac arrest, and how many died, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the numbers are just absolutely astounding. As a result of that, most of Europe has already shut down and said no more of the AstraZeneca vaccination. And they've switched now to the Johnson & Johnson and to the Moderna vaccination. And we're finding in America today, ladies and gentlemen, literally thousands. I think the last count we had was about 2,000 in America that had died as a result of the vaccination, and literally hundreds of thousands that have been paralyzed, that have been sterilized, that have had blood clots, that have wound up with major injury and difficulty as a result of it. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of anything that could be any more sad than an article that I'm looking at now, which is a page out of the Facebook post of a young lady, 25 years old. And the young lady said she had had her vaccination. She said, "The vaccine is killing me today. My arms hurt, beyond exhausted, headaches, stomach cramps, earaches. Multiple people told me that I look pale today. Yesterday I was fine, but today it's taking its toll on me." And Facebook had the audacity to put an overlay on her post and said the COVID vaccine goes through many tests and are safety tests and effectiveness before they're ever approved, according to the World Health Organization. The next day, the young lady died from a COVID vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at the real results of what has taken place because of a society that is living in fear. This, I've got an article that says mask wearing represents fear and blind obedience, not to science. And yet we're told that science says this, science says that, but yet it's a major vacillating factor about what science believes and what science says. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor Youngblood. It's Mary in St. Augustine, Florida.
Mary, good to hear from you.
To your church? Yes, I've been wanting to call in. I just want to say a couple of things, but first, thank you for your ministry. It is so amazing. I thank you for your courage in getting out there and trying to warn the sheeple. People act like lemmings, have a lemming instinct to get this vaccine and do whatever they're told. So I thank you for standing strong and your church. I want to urge folks who have received the COVID phony bailout check, if they are not in dire need of it or a portion of it, that they might want to donate to your program, the Let's Face the Issues, which would be productive because they may say they love your program, but love doesn't pay the bills. As we know. So I did want to encourage that by people who are out there. And you are the current Black Robe Brigade leader. And if we had more ministers, rabbis and priests speaking out as you do, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in. I know people may not know what the Black Robe is, but these are people of the cloth who have stood strong during the, I believe it was the American Revolution,
yes,
and took a stand. So I want to thank you for that profusely. People out there, you can take this as an infomercial if you like, but please think wisely of where your funds will go and put your money where your mouth is.
Absolutely. Well, I'm humbled by your statements, and I'm thankful for them. And I encourage others that are listening to heads up and to do that because, yes, it takes more than love to pay the bills.
Exactly.
And, we're thankful each day that we're on the air.
Yeah, I want to say one more thing. I will forever recall last Easter Sunday. Now, you're not my primary church, so I visit you. I go to a very good church nearby. But last Easter Sunday, our church was closed, and I went to your First Conservative Baptist Church on Old St. Augustine Road. You kept it open. You took all care and precautions, and it was such a blessing to me, such a joy. And I will never forget driving up 95, passing the truck stops and seeing these truckers bravely stopping to rest at the TA on 210. And as I drove, it looked like a nuclear winter when I looked at the highways. Everything was dead, deserted. But I knew you were open, and I was on my way to an Easter service. You were one of the few that stood strong throughout it all. So you and the truckers were extremely brave during that dark early open close down of the country. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Mary, for those kind statements. And yes, I am thankful that we've had the privilege of remaining open. I'm thankful that God has protected us. I'm thankful that we have taken a stand based on the authority of the Scripture and codified in our Constitution. We have the religious liberties in America, and yet, Mary, I'm saddened to see, even today, across America, thousands upon thousands of churches that are still closed. Now, they're two different problems.
Yes.
Some of those churches are closed because of their fear of the government has not set open back up yet. And secondly, multitudes of those churches are still closed because they accepted federal money. And taking federal money, they have to obey the federal government and staying closed until they say that they can open. And so I'm sad to see that because at a very time in society when there's a need for camaraderie, where there's a need for communication and fellowship, where there's a need for the gospel, where there's a need for strength and comfort and encouragement through the word, people are sitting at home wringing their hands, woe is me, what can I do? And the George Barna report says that less than 50% of those that have been out of church now for over a year, less than half of them will go back to church. That report also says that we're having thousands of churches that are permanently closing every year in the past 12 months and will continue. Something like three or four a day, as a bare minimum, are closing that will never reopen.
Well, this is all part of the plan. I think we know that. This is all part of the communist plan. Let's call it what it is.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
And I visited a church last Good Friday in St. Augustine, and what's interesting is that the more liberal a congregation is, the more stringent things are.
Yes. In fact, I read an article in the past couple of weeks where a lady had gone to her church, and because she didn't wear a mask, the priest called the police and had her arrested because she didn't have on a mask. I talked with a couple individuals last week, and he said that he and his family had taken his mother not been in church for a year, and their church he heard was open, and all of them got in the car as a family and went to church. They refused entrance because they didn't call and make a reservation to go to church.
Yes, yes, yeah. Well, it's a reflection of the type of leadership that they have. So I just want to encourage you to stand strong and encourage your listeners to support you with their wallets.
And, yeah. Thank you.
And thank you so much. And please stand strong. Continue with this program because I'm enjoying it and learning so much.
Amen.
Thank
keep praying
you
for us and keep looking up.
Yes. Thank you. We look up and all my best. Thank you.
Thank you and God bless you. Thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the issues that face all of us, in particular the dangers that's before us as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots. And as Mary just said, I believe that it's time that we speak up, stand up, and I believe that it's time that if you are concerned about where we're going as a nation and want to continue to be informed from a central biblicist standpoint, support this radio broadcast ministry with what you can do each day. And as she suggested, I thought was a very wise suggestion. Perhaps you've received a stimulus check that you didn't expect, that you didn't need all of or part of, then consider contributing part of that to Let's Face the Issues broadcast, and we'll be thankful for that. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about where we are in America and the major, major number of things that are taking place, and it seems that they're coming rapid fire. It seems that these things are taking place in a somewhat willy-nilly form, if I can use that term, but it's planned, and that plan is being carried out by the masterminds to overthrow, to tear down, and destroy the warp and the woof, the very foundation and the fabric of the United States of America. And it was the CDC, ladies and gentlemen, you recall that said that you could get the pathogen on surfaces, and now I'm looking at an article, the CDC backtracks again. Now says only 1 in 10,000 chances of getting China coronavirus, that is COVID-19, from surfaces. This article is dated April the 7th. CDC backtracks again. Now there's only 1 in 10,000 chances of getting COVID from the surfaces. This article reads, last spring, that is, they said it was possible that a person can get COVID-19 by touching a surface or an object that the virus is on and then touching your mouth or your nose or your face or your eyes. Now the CDC website cites several studies that suggest that the risk of SARS-CoV-2 infection via the fomite transmission route is low, generally less than 1 in 10,000, which means that each contact with a contaminated surface, less than 1 in 10,000 chance is causing an infection. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, you recall people were going to the grocery store. They were getting their groceries, taking their groceries home, taking them out of the bag, spraying the bags down, putting them in the garbage can, wiping all of the outside of the containers down, spraying it with disinfectant, spraying the countertops, etc. Now we find out we've been lied to. And as a result of that, it was just part of the test to see how many people would submit and surrender to what the government says to us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about becoming an anarchist and standing against the government. I'm simply saying we need to understand what has taken place, and it's been conditioning we the people to become sheeple and to bow and to bend and submit to whatever the government says. And the next thing is the forced vaccination and the COVID passes, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with the question and comment, please.
Certainly, we ought to be careful who we trust. I've not been able to listen to the broadcast today, but I do have a thought, I do have a comment, completely unrelated. With Good Friday having just passed and Easter Sunday having just passed, had a neighbor that literally just this morning had his horse put down. And he and his son loved that horse, and neither one of them could do it. They bo- both had to leave as that was done and turned her back. And I thought, you know, that hurts anytime you see something die that you love. And I thought, you know, God's really created us in his image in more than one way. Because as Jesus hung upon the cross, he proclaimed, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? The Lord knows our hurts, knows our anguish. And many times I think we disconnect from that love. We don't realize how much he loves us.
Right.
Realize how much he sacrificed. So that was on my mind. That I share it today.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Greg. God bless you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the essence of what we're speaking of today, is to recognize the love of God that he has shown through the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result of that great love for us, we need to recognize that we've been set free through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in that freedom, we ought not to submit and surrender those freedoms that God has so graciously given us to a tyrannical form of government that will tear down and destroy those freedoms and our religious liberties and all that's found in our freedom of speech and our right to keep and bear arms that's found in our Bill of Rights. So we need to keep on praying, ladies and gentlemen, seeking God's face, confessing our sins, and asking God to heal our land. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
We all
know that we are in a spiritual war played out in the human arena of life.
Yes.
And that God governs in the lives of men and women throughout the world. But what we must realize is the people in power that are shoving the New World Order down the throat of America and the world are the same powers that have started and fed off of every war mankind has known recently.
That's right.
It's all for profit and power. At a given point, they knew that if they got enough profit, they could buy the world. If they got enough power, they could force that upon the world. And that is just what they not are doing, but have done. And the only hope we have in this nation, first off, number one, is to return to God as our
yes.
main source of authority.
Amen.
That's number one. In order to do that, we have to fund our movement financially. Now, when I was on your program last, I handed you 10% of my stimulus bill, or check, whatever you want to call it. Well,
yeah.
The next time I see you, Dr. Youngblood, I will give you another 10%, because my challenge hasn't been heard loud enough or taken as reality as the only way to beat them. And it is the only way, because they have used money to beat us. They've used money to gain the power to win. Yes, the Bible says the New World Order will come one day. But
right.
can we go to God in repentance and get a reprieve for a while to save our children and our grandchildren and maybe a couple more generations to come from Satan? That's the question.
Yes.
How much time would repentance buy this nation to be that salt and light to the world and bring in all the souls that God wants us to harvest?
Amen.
That's what we should be looking at. That's our challenge. And I challenge every listener to put your money where your lives are, of your children and your grandchildren. Look
yes.
what's coming across our borders. Now, do you think that's going to have a good result? Heavens no. It's meant to destroy every bit of it. Look what they've done by taking our factories out of this country. It's meant to destroy within. Look what they've done when they put the most incompetent man in the highest office in the world as president of the United States. What good has come from that? Not one thing. They let a man on his first day in office start undoing what one of the greatest presidents has ever done. By design. Yeah, I'm angry. But I'm frustrated because my fellow Americans can't open their eyes wide enough, open their minds expansive enough, and open their hearts big enough to do what's right.
Yes.
Go to your pastors and say, we're opening this church whether you stand in the podium or not.
Absolutely.
Somebody's going to be up there praising God in our name.
Yes. That is so neat. Well,
I got started, I guess, huh?
No, you're good.
But the next
you hit
time
the nail right on the
me,
head. I'm thankful
the
for
next,
this
Yeah, the next
wise
time
remark.
You see me, sir, you'll get another 10% of that
Amen.
Stimulus
Thank
until it's
Thank
all
you
gone.
So much. And ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you will take that as a challenge, another caller making that as a challenge. So I pray that that will be an indelible impact in your mind and your heart and your life that will motivate you to do something to make sure that not only we can continue the broadcast, but can broaden the base of the broadcast so that others will hear the truths that you're hearing today. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. But for the summation and summary of what we just talked about, we've been lied to, ladies and gentlemen. We've been lied to for a year, year and a half. We continue to be lied to and deceived. It was the World Health Organization that talked about that we had to have the vaccination, and we had to have that, and that's the only way to prevent some 2.2 million people from dying in America. That's what motivated President Trump to do the warp speed to get this emergency vaccination, which I personally disagree with, but he was told that 2.2 million people would die lest we would institute that. I'm looking at an article that says World Health Organization is now rewriting history. It says that herd immunity only results from mass vaccinations, and it negates anything about natural immunity. This article states here, natural immunity should not be forgotten or negated. Getting a vaccination is not the only way to achieve herd immunity. Natural immunity has been around for generations and generations. But now, World Health Organization, and trying with Dr. Tedros, which, by the way, World Health Organization headed up by Dr. Tedros, he's a puppet for China. And Dr. Tedros has no medical credentials whatsoever. In fact, you go back and you look at his background, and it'll frighten you to death to realize who's in charge of the WHO. But now they're saying that the only way we can have natural immunity is by having our herd immunity, is by having the vaccination. It's another form of subtle pressure to force people to get in their cars, drive through the lines, wait and beg to be vaccinated, not knowing what it's going to do to their health. I've got several people that I've talked with, one just recently, where she had her second vaccination and then stayed in the bed for almost a week with major feeling at the point of death, and has just now started recuperating, and only God knows what the future holds for her health as a result of the long-term effect of the vaccination. And here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says, Virginians face the mandatory COVID vaccination, and will they resist? That is, will the people resist or not? It's becoming increasingly obvious that the COVID-19 pandemic is being used as a propaganda ploy to empower government to seize control of the most elemental life choices of the American people. And the article says, goes further, says, speaking to the ABC News affiliate channel in Richmond, Virginia, Dr. Norman Oliver, the state's health commissioner, promised he would mandate the jab in the arm. Dr. Oliver says that as long as he is still the health commissioner, he intends to mandate the coronavirus vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, that is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. And I still say to you, I'm not, I don't wear a mask. I'm a no masker and a no vaxxer. You don't have to do as I do, but do research before you go and let them put the stab or the jab in your arm, as they call it. In fact, they're forcing that now with the COVID ID that's on the fast track. It's the next thing on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen, that will be required of every human being in the United States of America. Most all of the big venue sports arenas are saying you've got to have a COVID pass. Some are using the QR code on your cell telephone to show that you've had the vaccination. In the state of New York, they have introduced the one that is Excelsior, I believe it's called, the Excelsior Pass. It was created by the IBM geniuses, and now they're already finding, they've had it in force now for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they're already finding major, mega flaws in that system, because what is supposed to be private, that is our health information, is now being discovered in New York State, that it is no longer private, that it is online. Others can search it. Others can break into the system and find it. And an article just yesterday said that the vaccination COVID pass requirement in New York is on the fast track for destruction lest they go in and do something to correct it or to change it. Here's an article that says Army dining facilities and the gym in the Army at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. They're saying that the gym and the dining facilities are requiring our soldiers to present a vaccine pass, a COVID pass, in order to enter either the lunchroom or the gymnasium for their gym exercise. Ladies and gentlemen, over and over and over. Here's one that says the COVID-19 vaccine possibly linked to rare blood clots in the European study. Here's an article that says New York vaccine passport program already failing. I spoke of that. New York rolling out its vaccine passport already has the markings of a 5-alarm dumpster fire. The New York State Excelsior Pass vaccine passport system, which was created by IBM, has so many issues that it wouldn't surprise us if the program was scrapped altogether before the end of the calendar year. It has massive security flaws, a shrinking customer base by design. It remains incredibly impractical and is incredibly easy to manipulate and to break into. Excelsior Pass sucks, this writer says, thanks to the idiocy that was responsible for designing it and putting it in place. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the fast track for major, major, major control of Americans. And it's the Biden-Harris administration that's now on the fast track for not only forcing, and by the way, the federal government says we're not going to force a vaccination. We're going to leave that up to the states, leave that up to the businesses. But ladies and gentlemen, they're putting pressure on the businesses. They're putting pressure on the shops and the stores and the businesses to enforce the mask mandate, to enforce the COVID pass. And it will not be done by governmental fiat, but by the government putting pressure on all the businesses, all the shops and all the stores that will require that to be done. And therefore, it will still be a governmentally forced vaccination with a COVID pass. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that's a harbinger of things to come, according to Revelation chapter 13. With Revelation chapter 13, when the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist steps on the scene, he'll have total control of all of humanity on the entire globe. And the only way that's possible is by some identification mark. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issue.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.